Moving On, written by Christina Curtin, April 30th, 2022. These past few weeks have been chaotic and crazy. Closing a chapter on your life is always bittersweet, and our move out of our old home is no exception. We've made countless memories between these walls, and I will hold them in my heart forever. Through sweat and too much heavy lifting for people close to 40, Vince and I managed to empty our home into two storage pods and a 10x10 storage unit, defying the laws of gravity and personal safety with Tetris-like packing skills. We're exhausted, but not broken. We couldn't have done it alone, though. Our girls helped immensely, being an extra set of hands to lift and wrap, and especially keeping an eye on Evie, who's been amazing in her own right. We received help from our neighbors, who let us use their refrigerator after we made the mistake of packing ours too early, and another neighbor who unexpectedly let us store our ridiculous collection of plants in their yard. Might not seem like much, but it's a real blessing, since we are holing up in an Airbnb for a while until our new home is completed, whenever that might be. As gypsies with a P.O. box to our name, we are spending the next 30-ish days in a two-bedroom Airbnb. That's two bedrooms, one bath for a family of five. This will be interesting and will undoubtedly bring my already close family even closer. While the inside space is small, the outside is not. We will have horses, cows, and the lake just steps from our door. We can take walks in nature, strategically avoiding animal poop, or just let loose and step right in it. We can see the stars, watch the sunset, and fish. We get to live a different life for 30 plus days. The journey ahead is filled with unknowns. We are leaving our comfort behind and filling our life in a new space. Change is always scary, but there's so much good in it once you push past the fear. I am excited for our life ahead, but looking back is a bit hard. Behind me is a path paved in memories. Where life once filled a house with clutter and so many damn clothes, the rooms are now vacant, and echoes bounce off the walls instead of laughter. It's hard to see your home this way. We spent a moment before leaving, naming our favorite memories from living in these walls, and there were so many. Bringing home Evie, COVID bonding, New Year's Eve parties, and family visits. I will miss this place, but my true home is wherever my girls and Vince are. Goodbye, Oldbrook. You were a goodie. And hello to the walls ahead that will house the people I love the most. You're in for a treat.